This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Mike Stemple. I own a company called Inspire Now. My accumulation of 20 tech companies I built over 20 years, and now I help larger companies think and act more entrepreneurial as their entrepreneur in residence.
Mike, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, larger companies bring me into their senior management teams, so usually vice presidents and above. And what I do is I help them think entrepreneurial in all their actions. So for example, right now I'm entrepreneur in residence for Molson Coors, a large brewing conglomerate, and I help their innovation team think differently about the problems they're trying to solve by adopting startup methodologies.
Mike, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
For me, the biggest challenge is just the title itself. Entrepreneur in residence has, you know, historically been venture capital focused, where serial entrepreneurs will go and work with a VC for a while until their next big gig comes along. What I've done is taken that same methodology and applied it to corporate America, where I help Fortune 500 companies think differently about ways to bring products to the marketplace. So the challenges I face are more corporate in nature. For example, just the way new innovations are coming to the marketplace and how larger companies can adopt startup methodologies to be just as fleet and just as nimble as startups in their marketplace.
So it's entrepreneurship, just to be clear.
Somewhat. Not really entrepreneurship. Actually, I'll argue with you on that one. The company that the people I work with are really happy doing things the corporate way. They just want to understand a little bit more the startup mind and the startup methodology used. And my background is perfectly suited to that with the companies I've created and also have been a mentor at Techstars and a director of Founders Institute.
Great. And what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
The advice I think that's most apropos is figure out your niche as an EIR and really go deep. I'm a generalist, so I'm a full stack entrepreneur, so I understand everything from ID creation all the way to exit of a company and all the skill sets it takes to do that. Other serial successful entrepreneurs that step into an EIR role might have more operational experience or more innovation experience or more tech experience. I think being able to go deep into that niche for whatever company or whatever organization you're attached to is really important.
And where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
You can always go to my website, inspirer.com. So it's inspire with an R at the end, .com. That's the company that holds all my entrepreneur in residence thought leadership. And you can also check out my LinkedIn profile. It's Mike Stemple. So just search on LinkedIn for Mike Stemple and you can read some of the articles I write about this.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.